Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator, so you can go in at any time. In fact, it's open right now. This Sunday, I'll be doing the November horoscopes. I didn't do them last Sunday, which was the first Sunday. It came up so quick, and I hadn't done them. So anyway, I'll be doing the horoscopes, prayers, and then be doing the readings. So the first thing that I want to tell you is the full moon, write this down, is on the 6th. Well, it was on, yeah, the 6th, which was last Thursday. Yeah, it was a full moon. And the new moon is the 22nd, which is the fourth Saturday. There's actually five Saturdays this month in November, but it's the fourth Saturday. So the new moon, write it down, 22nd. Let's see here. You got to bear with me. Blog Talk Radio is... Okay, this is the beginning of the winter holidays, and I hope everyone has some activity plans during this. The holidays can be a very lonely time, so I hope instead of being depressed, you're expressing yourself with someone, somewhere, enjoying yourselves. In the meantime, meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. for a reading. Like I said, the chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, one question per caller. The lines become so busy, we wish to help as many folks as we can within the 90-minute show. For a more in-depth reading from me, go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on Intuitive Readings at the top of the page and go from there. And thank you for joining the show. Now we will do horoscopes for this month. Okay, so I'm targeting thankfulness for the month of November, since it is Thanksgiving. Each sign will have something to look forward to or are already thankful for the goodness that has arrived. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Share the love. Blessings for this month. You will be grateful for verification or confirmation on an idea and for gifts or special favors. Your special guidance for November is keep following your star and you will get your wish. You may have to wait, but what you desire will come. Things are working out better and faster than you. Problems that look like mountains will prove to be molehills. Yes, thank God we're in November. I don't think anybody wants to see October again. What was October about? Okay, beginning the readings, horoscope readings. So all you folks out there, listen up. First one is Aries. Well, you are here, aren't you? I know you are thankful for most things, Aries. Are you thankful for the life you lead? You are blessed, my friend, and don't ever forget that. Jewels will come in the morning, gift wrap with your name on it, saying, I have risen and I'm enough. Taurus, you should be thankful for your health, Taurus. Everybody you know is not here to celebrate that. You are strong and mighty, and don't let trivial matters get in the way of your happiness. Gemini, being selfish is not your calling, or being sneaky. Your thankfulness is who you are. You care and love, so continue to be that beacon of hope for all. Cancer. You are thankful for the good and the bad. Why? Because your logical mind can distinguish what is most important to you. You see blessings other folks miss out on. Leo. Thankful that you are here to see and enjoy all the joys in life. Family, friends, and associates all blend together to make your life full of hope to come. Virgo. You are always thankful for the big and little things in life. Because of your analysis of most situations, you can see the good and be thankful if it's you or someone else. Libra, you are thankful this month because your prayers were answered right on time. Congrats to you, Libra. Because of your faith, you have not been denied your birthright. Scorpio, thankful that finally things are coming together. It's about time, I say. Family will be a joy during this holiday, and friends will keep you busy celebrating. Sagittarius, faith and love are your key words this month. Because of these three things, your holiday for the rest of the year will be outstanding, amazing, and fulfilling. Capricorn, love comes easy for you. Maybe it's your personality or the way you live your life. Thanksgiving will be a powerful time for you emotionally. Love is all around you at this time. Maybe a new mate during this period. Aquarius, you are thankful for your family this holiday. Blessed that they still love you no matter what changes you expand on their minds. This holiday is all about sports with you, so gather a few friends and enjoy food, drink, and be merry. Pisces, this is a spiritual time for you, Pisces. This holiday will be a reflection of times gone by. Today, you are thankful for the many gifts of your soul and being. Thankful for love of so many people that really love and cherish who you are. You are blessed, Pisces. And that is the horoscope reading for this month of November. Now, we'll do the prayers and then we'll go into readings. Okay. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. Love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance for all of us. Right now, we are all irresistible magnets for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. I am that I am, so shall it be. And the cleansing prayer. Love, we are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. All right. Well, now we'll get on with the readings. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. All righty, our first call up is area code, and thank you everybody for joining us today, whether you're in the chat room or on the line or just listening on the internet or on your phone or your tablet or iPad. Okay, area code 561, you're the first caller up, and who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
Okay, Stacy, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I'm terrific. Okay, what can I help you with, Stacy?
I wanted to know what you saw coming up with my finances / career. They're both.
Okay, I can do one. What do you want me to concentrate on?
Finances.
Your finances or career? Finances? Okay.
Finance.
Okay. I see $50 coming right away. Not within 24 hours.
I won't refuse it either.
Yeah, it looks like money that's owed. It's either owed to you or it's given to you. I think more like it's owed to you, but anyway. Yeah, you're going to get that real fast. You're almost at the place you feel like working two jobs to correct some financial stuff. I don't really see that that's necessary. I see, though, that you would work 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours extra. But I don't see that it's necessary. It's more like budgeting your money. You're a free spirit. You don't mind helping people out. But you got to help yourself first. So I would tell you to curtail lending money or helping other people.
Okay.
And that should get your finances okay. I don't see them being in bad shape. I just see that you're a very generous person. But it kind of puts you in harm's way sometimes, Stacy. If you want to work a second job, it's up to you. But I don't think it's necessary for you to do that. Just budget your money. You're just going to have to tell people you don't have it. You know, you're blessed, and thank God that you're blessed, but whatever little extra money you have, enjoy Stacy or do something that you want to do to benefit you, you know.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being selfish with yourself because you got to love yourself first, right? So
exactly.
That's what I'm telling you. Financially, make Stacy happy, you know, and you will be getting $50, like I said, within 24 hours. So, yeah. You're doing good.
Okay.
Just
right.
Say no sometimes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Stacy, and have a wonderful week. You're welcome. Okay, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing terrific.
My question is, I'm confused about my life's purpose and where to place my energies at this time.
Jennifer, I'm picking up that you have an attitude. You've been pissed. You don't like being played a fool. You just want people to be honest with you and tell you the truth. Don't play with you. Everybody does play the fool sometimes, but it's like your choices. I see friends around you too. Sometimes haven't always been truthful to you. Some have used you. God, the bottom or the root of you is a good person. I would say challenge what people tell you. Challenge what people tell you sometimes, because it's not always the truth. And sometimes I feel what I'm picking up, Jennifer, is people tell you things just to get your goat, just to get you going. So I would tell you to challenge when people come to you with garbage, and that's what it is most of the time, you don't want to hear that. But if they're going to come to you and tell you these tall tales or whatever, challenge them, like, where did you hear this from? Do you know this to be true? Because it's like they wind you up. It's almost like you're on a ride, like a whirlpool. I see this ride, and you're with other people, and they wind you up and get you involved when really you don't need to be involved. You can speak your opinion or whatever about the situation, but, you know, you're on the outside looking in. You don't need to step forward and be involved in it. You've had your heart hurt and let down by people in their, the way that you deal with them. So I would say for your future is think twice and speak once, as they say, and challenge people when they come to you with stuff. That's it. And your path should be okay. Just don't let people wind you up, get you involved in stuff that it really is not your business. And you know what, Jennifer? You probably could give a shit less. You know, but you're a caring person, so, you know, you put yourself out there, and I understand that. But I would say for you, just, you know, think twice, speak once, and look at who's coming to you, talking to you about certain things. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You're a good person, Jennifer. Just don't buy into what people are telling you all the time.
Okay.
In other words, you just think for yourself what you know is best. Because most of the time, Jennifer, you are right. You are right, but I want you to see it for yourself. So when people come to you, I just want you to see it.
Okay.
But when you have those doubts or you're thinking and you're like, mm-mm, that don't sound right, you're right. You're right. So anyway, well, thank you, Jennifer, for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a wonderful week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 978, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
How you doing?
I've got a
question to ask you. I'm going to be moving in with my girlfriend pretty soon. I want to know if I'm going to be approved. I got the paperwork in, so I wonder if we're going to get approved and how we're going to get along together.
Okay. Rich, you need to clear up some things to move in. You got to clear. I see a woman in the background, so you need to clear up whatever that is, and then you're free. You won't be going back to that same situation. I see that you want freedom very badly, and you do love this woman. Your feelings are with this woman right here, not a woman in your past. So, yep, you need to clear that up. Yeah, you have money to help out. I don't see a problem there. You have money to help out, but you need to clear your past up before you go to the future.
Yes.
So if that means separation or divorce, whatever, clear that up. It's junk. It's baggage. It's garbage.
Right.
So clear that up, and then you're fine. I don't see any problem.
Good.
You can be with the lady that you love. I mean, you care a great deal about this woman. So,
yes, I do.
And I see financially you'll be okay. You two
great.
Will be all right financially. So,
great.
Yeah. And the holidays, in fact, I see you're with her. You're
yes.
The lady that you really care about. You're with her during the holidays. So, you know what? You guys have a nice Thanksgiving and a nice
That's
Christmas. That's
great.
A peace
That's...
of mind for you, Rich.
Oh yeah, that's I love that.
Yeah,
I love hearing that.
Yeah,
so,
it's a peace of mind. So my suggestion is the holidays coming up, you two, don't go to your past. The lady you want to be with right now, you two spend Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's together, and it will do your soul so good. I mean, both of you, but you will feel good because there's happiness. You'll have a smile on your face, and you'll have peace in your heart and your mind.
Great. Do you think I'll be able to be on her lease, but not to see when that will happen?
Oh, if you'll be on the lease?
Yeah.
If you are as husband and wife, because I know you're not getting married right away, so you may have to lie a little bit. But yeah.
That was like we're together, and it's like we're not, we're like a married couple.
Well, I know, saying for you to be on the lease legally, you'd have to tell them that you're married. I don't know if you'd have to prove it or show it, but you could just say, yeah, we just recently got married, and there wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay,
you do
very
good.
All right,
yeah,
thanks, Lennis.
Yeah, good. So congratulations to you, Rich. Have a wonderful holiday. I wish
you too,
I had Lennis. Somebody
Thank you
in
very
my
much.
Corner. You're welcome. Have a wonderful
Bye.
Week, Rich. All right. Okay, area code 805. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Well, Lennis, this is Donna, and my friend Sandy would like a reading, too, because her phone's broken, if that's okay. She's been waiting, too.
Okay, and who's this?
Donna, hi.
Donna. Okay, hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I have an appointment with Social Security because I had money in my account or something, and they're going to go back over the last 2 years, and I wanted to know if I'll be okay because it's the first time they've ever audited me in 30 years.
You know what? It's going to be treated like a bank. I'll put it like this. If in your account you had $1,000 and by mistake the bank put another $1,000 in there, so you're like, yay, I got $2,000. No, you don't. The bank made an error. So even though you spent that $2,000, you're going to have to pay it back. Same way with Social Security. So what they're going to do is take a small amount out of your check. I'm seeing like $250 they'll be taking out of your check to pay that amount back. Other than that, you'll be fine. So I would definitely, when you meet with them and they audit, to make payment arrangements as low as possible. But, yes, you will be paying that money back.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have a phone interview with them tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. But, you know, tell them that you have to have payments as low as possible, but they are going to, they may not make you pay the whole amount back, but they're going to make you pay a percentage of it back.
Yeah, that was the supplemental. I get $200 from them in supplemental every month. So it's not, you know, that much, but I guess it's for the real poor. They give you $200 every month.
Okay.
So, I think they would send me money, too. But, yeah, but all in all, I mean, they're not going to take away my Social Security, right?
No, no.
No. Yeah, that's all
no.
I was worried about.
They're just, no. No, Donna, no, they're not going to do that. They're just going to work with you to make payments a small amount. So, no, you're not going to get your Social Security taken away. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And here's my friend, Sandra. Oh. Thank you, Leslie.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Sandra.
You know why I have a question for you.
Is it Sandra?
Yeah, Sandra.
I'm sorry. What's your name? Sandra?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty. How are you, Sandra?
Okay. You know what? I'm not doing so well, to tell you the truth. I have a three-year-old daughter. She just turned three. And it's just her and I. And she's an absolute blessing to me. Her dad took off when she was about 1.5, and never heard from him again. He wasn't a good guy, but now he's gone. Anyway, I had to move out of my place 3 weeks ago because somebody else was taking over. I've been looking in Santa Barbara now for 3 months for a place for my baby and I to move into. I even offered to pay 2 or 3 months of rent in advance, and nobody wants to rent to me because I have a small child. Well, now basically the last couple weeks, Emily and I, we had to move out. The place is getting torn down. We've basically been homeless. And I have student loans, still have enough money to get us into a little room, but I don't have enough to pay months in advance. I've been spending, you know, anywhere from $150 to $200 a night on a hotel for the last few weeks. And
so you have a credit problem.
I'm running out of a credit problem.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm running out of money. We have nowhere to live. Do you see something coming up for me or my baby, or are we going to end up having to leave Santa Barbara, withdraw her from school because she goes to preschool down here, me withdraw from classes and move to a different area because nobody wants to rent to us because nobody wants to have a small baby. This is a college town. And it's taken the toll on me and my baby.
Okay, well, I see that if you, there's a shelter that will assist you. And I see a woman there, looks like her name is Miriam or Martha,
mm-hmm.
or Meridia, like that, with the M. And she not only will help you at the shelter, but she will find housing for you.
Well,
so this is what I would I'm sorry?
There's a list. There's no open shelters down here. There's a waiting list. It's 6 weeks, so there's no shelters here. I've looked at everything. I'm on this Section 8. They said that could be 5 more years. I'm on Goleta Housing. That could be till next year. I've been on these. There's people arms long waiting to get into these homes. There's no help here unless I literally take me and my baby to a homeless program, and that's not going to where the guys sleep, and then you have to be out at 8 in the morning. There's nothing down here like that for her and I.
Okay, now at the shelter programs, did you ask even though that shelter might have been full, but did you ask were there some options for you and your daughter?
Get on waiting lists. They said that they have a program that can help me with a deposit, I have enough money to move in. I had $6,000 3 months ago. Now I have a little under two. I have enough money to get us into a place. It's just nobody. Everyone's emailing me back. Sorry, not suitable for a small child. Sorry. Okay, I'm 45 years old. Sorry, we're professionals in the 20s, UCS graduates. I'm just trying to
say. Do you have a vehicle,
Sandra?
Okay.
Yeah, I have a
car.
Well,
can you find a place outside of where you've been looking, if it means you have to drive maybe 30 minutes outside of where you're looking?
I went to Ventura yesterday, 35 miles away, and I looked at some places, but they were really, really bad areas. It's just Emily and I. It's gangsters and whatnot. I've been looking, even as far as 20 minutes away, I've been looking. I've never had this problem before where we have money, but no one wants to let us in. I don't understand that. These people put these ads on Craigslist, beautiful family home, beautiful environment, one or two people. And when I say I have a teeny little girl, she does ballet, she knows different languages, she's very educated, she's a good baby.
But you know what? People rent to children, so I'm having a problem understanding you because people rent. I mean, look at across the United States. There's children in apartments, condos. I mean, I don't understand why your child would be affected.
I should have rented, and when I first got this money, I should have got a two-bedroom or a one-bedroom apartment. I should have looked for that instead of looking for I didn't want to get locked into a year lease in case my Section 8 or my housing vouchers do come up. But, if I would have went that route and put the application in, possibly last month or 6 weeks ago, we would have had our own. But right as it stands, I've spent so much in hotels just trying for us to have shelter that I don't have enough now to get us. Now, the apartments down here are $1,200 and up. One bedroom
I know,
would be
in California.
15. And this
yeah,
is Santa
I know,
Barbara.
It's high. You almost have to
so,
meet a room or find somebody that you can share an apartment with. I know it's high
yeah.
in California. It's extremely high.
Yeah, and getting a
well,
room
that's the only
is
thing
900.
That I came up with. Yeah, well, the only thing that I came up, you may have to, as old people say, take low to get high. You may have to crawl before you can walk. I would suggest to you to go back to the shelters and find out what options are available or people that might have a room in their house to rent,
mm-hmm.
for a while. Because you're saying that things before you that you want to keep everything in place, but I don't think that's going to happen. So you may have to succumb to taking something that you don't want to do for the time being just to give you your own personal space for you and your daughter. So I would,
okay.
But that's what I got was at the shelter that this woman would help you. So, I mean, like,
Marion,
the shelter's probably
getting,
full. Yeah, I got Miriam or Martha, something like that. But she will give you some options. She will give you some options. So that's why I'm saying, no, you may not, you know, get into the shelter, but surely she'll help you until you, you know, it's, I see you almost in a house with a room to rent. It's just a room.
Yeah.
And
that's what
it's you and your daughter sharing a bed. But I see that there's a person with a house with a room to rent. And that is an affordable thing for you. But the shelter knows these homes, knows these people that have rooms for rent.
All right. Well, there is the woman and children's shelter down there. I know exactly where it's at. It's around the corner from the Catholic Charities. I possibly should go speak with them or call them to see if they could put me in the right hand. I haven't thought about that.
And also check with the churches. Even if you're not a member at a church, check at the churches. Because some church members, especially the older members, where maybe they've lost a husband, they would enjoy having somebody else in their house. They might have a 3 or 4 bedroom house, and they would enjoy the company. It'd be some companionship. So don't leave out churches too. Yeah, don't leave out
Thank
the churches
you.
Because there's people. Yeah, sure. Sure. And that's a safe environment for you and your daughter. So it doesn't matter, Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever. Check around with the churches, and surely they will be helpful as well.
All right. So that's good. Well, that was my question. Are we going to have a place to live? And you see something coming up then for me real soon if I do all this?
Yes.
Think maybe by the end of the week.
There's a woman with a house that will rent you a room in the house, a bedroom. Yes. So do check between the shelters and check at the churches, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, and I wish you the very best, and I'll be praying for you and your daughter. Thank you, Sandra, for calling.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Area code 817, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Crystal. Thank you for taking my call, Linus. How are you today?
Hi, Crystal. Oh, I'm just having a good day. And yourself?
Yes, I'm having a good day. The Cowboys won.
Oh, God, I got football off. You know, girl, I'd be watching the games, too. You ain't by yourself, but I turn it all off when I come into the office and do the show. So, yeah, hopefully Seahawks better win.
I know. They were doing, no, you better get to praying.
Uh-oh,
Lord. Because they weren't doing too good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I know.
My daughter's a Cowboy fan, too, so.
Oh, she is.
Love you.
Great.
Yeah.
We need all the power, all the energy.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Do.
Okay,
I was calling. What I was calling for, I have a friend that I've talked to, and he's a male friend, and I wanted to know his true intentions. I'm married, but I've been talking to him, but nothing, you know, beyond friendship talk or talking politics. Really, I am.
Crystal, you
and,
know
he's
why
an old
I'm laughing.
Classmate.
You a hot mess, girl. Give me his.
Am I?
Give me his just his first name.
I'm
just
trying
the first
to be good,
name.
His name is King, K-I-N-G, and his he's King.
No.
We call him
Pete
in high school. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, if his nickname is King, and that's what y'all call him, let's leave it at King.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he's trying to run up on you. Jesus Christ. I see him just running up to you like, bam, 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 bam. He's just, boom, in your face.
And he's hiding
girl,
his hand, and I'm like,
he won't. You got something he won't. I mean, I could see him just running up on you. Let me see. I don't want to say he's desperate, but in a way he is. But it's something about you. Oh my God! It's like you're Haagen-Dazs ice cream, girl, and he can't wait to get the nuts.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh, you're going to make me laugh every time I see him.
That's
now.
How it is. It's like having a good ice cream. You just enjoy ice cream, and you just can't get enough of it. It's so good. That's how this man is towards you. You better be careful.
He won't even let – I asked him to let me call him today because we just do – you know, over Facebook, we just talked. And I wanted to ask him some extra. He wouldn't even, he was like, nope. And I was like, I don't understand, why is he shutting me out?
Because you're married. That's why. You walk out the front door and don't go back. King will be right in your face. I'm telling you.
Really?
It's only because you're married. Let me tell you, you give him an inch, he gonna take 3 miles. Yeah, so that's
will he
good.
Be serious,
that's good
though,
that he's being standoffish.
Okay, because I look at him like he's an exercise guru, and I like hamburgers and French fries, and I look like I like hamburgers and French fries. If you know what I mean, I'm not the, I don't have the muscles everywhere. But I'm thinking like he's surrounded by beautiful women. What does he want with me? So I kind of try to stay in my lane and just appreciate the friendship. And,
because
but I
you two have a past
kick.
Life. You two have a past life connection. You two were married in a past life. That's why.
Oh, my God.
You were married in a past life. And he's not going to walk across that line again in this lifetime. He wants you, no doubt about it. But he's not going to walk across that line. Because when he was married
to you,
you two were
devoted. That's who it is I kept dreaming about.
Yep.
Okay,
when
he wants to be the guy I kept dreaming about that's proposing to me. With a big diamond ring, I had a dream in March, and I kept giving. People kept telling me, "You're getting ready to have a proposal. Somebody's in love." I'm like, "I'm already married," and it was this time. The dream told me it was going to be this time, the end of October. And sure enough, we connected, but somebody else came in also. So he must be the person, because okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to. Because he's distant.
You know what
he's
to do. You're married. Different. Back off.
Well, I don't like him. They're married, too. I'm just here because of the kids, to be
honest.
I know,
but wait. You're trying to get you a shorty on the side. Stop it. Stop it, Chris.
I love it. Linus, I promise to God, he came to me. I didn't seek him out. I promise to God. That's why I'm kind of paying attention.
I know,
because
but when he came to you, that's why there's a connection, because there's a past life cord there between you two. So when you two saw each other, it's like, I just feel like I know that person for a long time. You know, but it's past, like maybe you knew him in school or college, whatever. No, it's something past that. But you two can't put your finger on it. I can tell you. Because you were married in a past life. But so now in this realm, you see each other again, and it's like, it's just something about that woman.
I know, because we can talk.
It's something about that man. It wasn't meant for this lifetime for you two to be together, to acknowledge each other.
It has to be, because this clown I'm married to, Linus, this clown I'm married, I like him. He's a nice person. But we can't even communicate. He's like, jealous of me, anything I do, he gets, and he admits it now, but I respect him, but I don't run around, you know, I don't do that, but this person is feeding my mind, and I'm feeding his mind, I know that, that's what we say to each other, you have a beautiful mind, and I'm starving, so I'm like, and it's not physical,
well, yeah, there's a
I'm
void.
6,000 miles away.
I understand, I picked that
I
up,
I just want your blessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked up that there's a void. Yeah, because you know, in a relationship, it should be spiritual, mental, and physical, and you're not getting the spiritual or the mental. You know, communication.
19 years.
Mhm. Well,
that's
it is. I did 17 and walked, so I know.
I tried on the 17th. I couldn't find no money to walk. So, I'm here. you're blessed, because I've been trying to figure out how to get, you know, and where he is, my mother is, and I have a house that's sitting there empty. And I'm trying to get back home, but the jobs weren't open, and I'm well-educated, very well-educated. But it's just I've been on standstill. It seemed like my husband locked me up and threw away the key. And every job I've had, my husband applied for the same job and got it. And it's like I got kicked out the door. It's like he wants me. He knows I'm going to leave. And since he knows that now, it's like everything went on lockdown. before I was really religious and I wouldn't dare think about divorce. Now I
right.
have transformed. Yeah. So you have to really please say a prayer for me so I can make this transition because I'm ready to live before it's over. I mean, because
yeah.
I lost my best friend of 26 years last year, and she lived here with me, you know, in the same state. And it's like, okay, I'm ready to go now. My kids are grown, and I've done him well. My husband, I've established him, respecting him. And I think I don't owe anything anymore. And, you know, just want my freedom.
Yeah. Yep. Well, sound like you got all your ducks in order.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't tell you to leave because I will never tell. I don't care if you're married or living together. I'll never tell you
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
But you've got your ducks in a row. For leaving.
I do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, he really wanted something serious, this guy. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, not right now he doesn't. King, no, not right now. Because he knows
that
you're still married, and he respects that. But if that's what I'm saying. If you ever got free and got a divorce, this man will be up in your face. Because something out of the past life, he never forgot about you, and it was good. That's what I'm saying. When you mention another guy, I just saw this man just run to you. It was like a commercial, like two people running together, but only you're not
right.
running. You're standing there, and he's like, bam, he's just right in your face. Like, good God Almighty, Lord have mercy. But, yeah. So he wants what was from a past life. It's not necessarily this realm for this to happen for you. I mean, you two, you might end up being together again. I don't see that, but I see as far as friendship and love, yeah, you two will have that. Definitely friendship and love. You know, and if it goes further to the next level that you end up being married again, I'll put it like this. You'll never want for nothing. With this man.
That's how I feel. I really
want
to reach out
because
I think we both deserve it. I really do.
Because
he's been through the war and all that. I think it's time for us to be real.
And it might be.
You know, just be
listen, it might be that, you know, whatever was in your past lives, that in this lifetime you want it again. And that does happen.
Yeah.
It's rare, but it does happen. So, you know, you two meet up. Again, hey, who knows? Like I say, friendship and love, yes, I see that. Marriage, well, that will be between you two. But like I said, if you did get married to this man, you'll never want for nothing because he's going to do everything possible to make you happy.
That's
you
what
know?
I was
and
told.
And what's the old saying? Marry the one that loves you, not the one you love, because the one that loves
you is going
to
do everything.
Oh,
you're talking like my great-grandmother. She must be talking to you. She used to tell us that. Don't marry nobody that, you know, you're in love with. Make sure they're in love with you, and you learn to love him. That's what she used to tell me. She's like, oh, Grandma, go on. And now I'm older.
No,
I
that's true. That's true. And
true.
A man that treats his mother quite well will also treat his woman well. If he's got a good relationship with his mother and they do good, he will treat his woman well, too. And that is a fact. That is a known fact. And if not, then when he gets to be grown, he'll be a needy man, always wanting,
and that's what I have.
Always wanting
I have
a woman
man,
to
right.
yeah, to take the place of his mother.
Well, I have been mama, honey, and I've done it well, and I'm just, you know, now I'm going to free myself, you know, just so I can breathe, you know, and, you know, I pat him on the back because he's grown. I pat myself on the back. Well, thank you, Linus. Thank you so much. And
you're
don't forget
most
to pray for
welcome. Yes, I will. I'll put you on my prayer list.
Thank you so much. God bless you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
I really
bless you. Let me know. Let me know at the first
I will,
of the year
Linus,
what's going on.
I'm going to invite you to the wedding because you know I'm going to marry him.
Yeah,
I'm going to invite you to the wedding. I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm silly.
Well,
so.
You have a wonderful
right.
week, Crystal, and God bless you.
You too. God bless you too, Linus.
Okay, area code 404, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is
Tanisha.
Hi. Yes.
I have a niece named Tanisha. Anyway, how are you doing today, Tanisha?
I'm well. Just calling to see what you see as far as romance or love likes.
Okay. Anybody you interested in right now?
Not in front of my face, no.
Okay, who's Frank? I got Frank right away.
I don't know a Frank right now.
Frank, he's dark chocolate, good looking.
That sounds like
he works construction.
Like.
Yeah, Frank, and he works construction.
No, I haven't met him yet.
Okay. Okay. He's in your realm. He's around you, so you are gonna. If you haven't met him, you will shortly. But he works construction, and he's got a grown daughter. He's not that old. It's just that. So let me tell you about this guy. The young lady got pregnant, or a woman. He got had a child when he was a teenager, so that's why. Because he's in his 30s, but his daughter is grown. So, you know, it's just. That's that. Frank's in construction. He's chocolate. Either has a little tiny curl or he's bald headed. He lives in a condo townhome. This is. He's buying it. And he drives a Cadillac. He drives a caddy. Educated. He has a BA degree. In business. He knows a friend of yours. Do you have a friend named like Oxy or Orthonal? Oh, God, it's a. I can't even pronounce it. It's like with an O. Orthonal or something. Frank knows a friend of yours. This guy's got an odd name. It starts like with an O, orthonal. It's crazy. It's not crazy. I don't want to say that. It's just an odd name.
Male friend or female
yeah.
friend?
Yeah. No. It's a male friend. No, it's not a female friend. No, because when you get with this guy, Frank, trust me, your girlfriend's going to be real jealous. One of them is going to be crazy jealous. She wears weave and has long hair, but she's going to be crazy jealous. Because Frank is, when you meet this guy... And it looks like he's coming up right after Thanksgiving. Somewhere between the 28th and the 29th, you're going to meet this guy, Frank. Where are you going to meet him at? Shopping.
Thank you for helping.
At Walmart. I see him. He's at Walmart shopping. And he asks you a question. It's really kind of odd. But he asks you a question. You're both standing in the aisle. And when you turn around and look at him, your eyes start to sparkle. And you're like, oh, I think, you know, this would be over here. You might want to try this out. You're very helpful. You were very helpful to this guy, Frank. But it's like I see you going around the aisle, going back to talk to him again. You didn't let it go. It's like. You give him the information that he needs, and you're very helpful and nice. But when you go down the aisle, I see you turning the corner and going up the next aisle. You're like, I'm going back to talk to him. And you go back around, and you just say, you know, you just start a conversation with him. But something makes you stop. When you go down that next aisle, it's like, I'm going back. And so you start a conversation with him, and this is how you two, and it's kind of funny because when people ask how did you two meet, you said, in a store.
Okay. What kind of personality is he? He's a loyal, good kind of guy? Or
he's an earth sign. He's a Capricorn or Taurus. He's an earth sign, which means he's down to earth. I'm not picking up anything bad on his spirit. He's a good guy. Picking up, he's a good guy. Yep. He loves his daughter dearly. He's very close to his daughter. But I just feel he's a good guy. He's a loner by nature. So he might be a Capricorn, but he's a loner by nature. But, yeah, you and him, you date. Frank is the guy that you're going to meet, Tanisha, and you and him date and have a nice time. Like I said, your girlfriends are going to be jealous because he treats you like a queen. I mean, you'll have a few little differences, but it's nothing that communication can't handle. So, but he does treat you like a queen. He's a good guy.
Okay.
So look for him toward the end of this month. Huh? Huh?
It's funny you said that because the friend that I know you talked about, she always like trying to figure out what's going on with me and why you don't never show me the guys you talk to. Like, she's like really catty like that. I try to stay away from her.
Oh, okay. Because like I say, Frank knows you have a mutual friend, but it's like ortho. The name is odd, you know. But it doesn't. When you know that you're friends, this is after the fact because you're going to meet Frank first and then you just talk or whatever, you know, and of course you're going to be socializing. You two will be a couple. And that's when you'll find out that, oh, you have a mutual friend, you know, and that perspective, you know, like, oh, yeah, you both know this guy. But it's no big thing. I mean, he's not somebody that's in your relationship. You both just know him, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank
you. So look for Frank
so
around the, like I said, the 28th, 29th of this month. Because you're going to be shopping. You're going to see him in a Walmart store. So just remember, when you see this tall, chocolate, good-looking man, he's going to ask you a question, be forthright, and you know, give him the information. But, honey, you're going to spin around that aisle and come right back to him. You're not letting that get away.
Yeah. All right, Linda. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And shoot, girl, do it. Do it to it. Do it to it. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. Area code. Oh, you're listening to, I got so involved, I haven't told you. You're listening to Psychic Readings Sunday with your girl Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator in there is Miss Nina. Okay, now let's go to the next call, and it's area code 210. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing just great. And yourself, love?
That's great to hear. I'm doing okay, just hanging in there. I wanted to see what you're getting for me in regards to career. I kind of had a shocker Monday, so I'm just kind of dealing with things and seeing where the Lord takes me.
Oh, okay, Mike. Let's see. God, I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing you as a parcel carrier, and also I'm seeing you in white, but it's a manufacturing, you're on the line, manufacturing job. Okay, the first one I saw is a parcel carrier, like you would pick up packages and deliver, like either at the airport or a business, you know, delivering packages. I see a van, so the company provides transportation that you work for that will do that, but I see you running all over town delivering packages back and forth. The second job I see, you're in white. But you're on a line, and I almost feel like you're dealing with food. You know, like stuff is going past you on this belt, and you're doing stuff to it, but it's food. And for some reason, you're in white, and you've got a white construction hat on, whatever they call that, white helmet. So, but you're not doing that all the time. It's like you do it for a minute, and then you go check something else. So I almost want to say, like, you're a supervisor, you know this job so well, or you're an assistant, but you don't just work the line because you've got that construction hat on. So, you know, it's like you're checking things, and then you're checking things, and then you walk around and check on other stuff. So you're not just a line worker, so to speak. So
yeah,
there's two jobs.
Yeah, I have my degree, and so I'm going for another job in that field, and I'm just applying to various places with that opening that would be the same level of what I was doing beforehand. So I'm trying to reach out to other local businesses here to see if they'll have any openings or would want to use my services. And then if not, I may end up having to relocate, but I'm just not sure yet.
Okay, so what is it that you do?
I work in communication.
Either one of those jobs, that's true. Either one, parcel carrier, yeah, you're communicating with people. But this on the line, that's why I saw like a supervisor. and working with this food. Yeah, because you weren't really a line worker. It's like you're going around checking on things to make sure that it's running correctly or that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, my job requires various things. I'm not doing just one thing. You're right on that.
Yeah, yeah. So I see that. Now, the second job is not that far from home. 5 miles is what they're showing me. Spirit is saying you're about 5 miles away from home, which isn't too bad. But it's working for a food company. Just write that down. Either a food company or somebody that manufactures food. You know, like you get your little pizzas, maybe a company that make pizzas and you make sure that, you know, 500 pizzas go out to Safeway or Albertsons or whatever, blah, blah, Kroger's, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. But those two jobs, yes, most definitely. I also see, I'm going to tell you something that they're showing me right now. 5 years from now, I see you in radio as a DJ. On a main radio show. So this could be satellite. They're showing me now. It's satellite radio in 5 years. And you'll be a very popular DJ because it's not just DJ that you're doing, but you're bringing in other programs, like something for the community. You're helping youth. You're helping, this is a hell of a job. I mean, you're not just on the radio. You're doing a lot of things through this station that people are coming
to.
You become well-known.
I intervene for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was working in the food industry. 5 years later, I was doing similar to what you just said, but I was just let go from my job on Monday.
And you were working in radio?
Television.
Okay, try radio. Try radio, because that's your calling. I see it.
Okay.
I don't just see you being on the air. That's what I'm saying. You go out into the community. It's like fundraisers.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You're like the number one guy. So please go to radio. Forget television. Go to radio. But you're like the number one guy. You become famous. So that's what I'm saying. It's like these other things that you build the station up. It's known. It's like CBS. Okay, it's a CBS radio station. But because of what you do, you make it even more known that everybody's looking for you like, hey, get Mike. Check and see if Mike's got this running over here or, you know, over here. Okay, well, I know he's going to be on the air Friday, but we got this event happening Tuesday. You're the man.
Okay.
You're the man.
Okay.
So you may think you're taking low because you're DJing, but you're going past that. The DJ is just something that gets your name out there, that gets you exposed and you make a little money. But the other stuff that you do is what puts your name on the map, that gives you your brand, who Michael is and what you do in communications.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check with the radio stations. Oh, my God, yeah. Those other jobs, that could just be backup for extra money. But
right.
You get on with a radio station, Mike, you're going to do great. You're going to do great. You're going to bring a lot of things in. So,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you know what? In January 2015, your life is going to change. You're going to call me back. Your life is going to change for the better. I mean, it's almost like your life is blowing up come January. And it's going to happen so rapidly fast, it knocks you out. It's like, oh, my God, this is happening. I mean, it's just happening fast that you're trying to keep up, really. You'll call me back and tell me, ooh, Miss Linus. And I'm like, Mike.
That'll be great. That's great to hear.
Yep.
That's
you're
really,
gonna
really
do
great
good,
to hear.
You know. You're going to do
thank
good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. It's nice to know you. I'll,
you as well.
Yeah.
I love your energy. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Well, you're going to do great, hon. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Let's see. Area code 347. You're on the air with Linus. Area code 347. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I'm Chad. Hey, what's up?
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Good right now. I just wanted to kind of get like a general reading, but also on the fact that I was trying to figure out when I was going to get a new car. Like lately, a lot of bad stuff has been happening to me, like back to back to back to back. and it's just, I don't know, like, when I'm going to get back, like, my life back straightened again, like how it was, like me having a job and everything. So me not having a car is kind of stopping me from getting out there. That's how I feel right now.
Are you close to a bus line?
Not really. I'm like 2 miles or 3 miles from the bus.
Okay. Chad, the first thing I want you to do, do you have a pen or paper there? Or a pen to write this down?
Hold on.
You gonna remember it?
I'll remember it. Well, I've got a pen.
Okay. The first thing I want you to do, I want you to buy a bottle of white vinegar. And if you can, get the half a gallon size. Okay. I want you to take two cups, and put it in the tub, run your water, and I want you to soak in it for at least 20 minutes. We got to get this negativity off you. You're surrounded by negativity. So that's what I want you to do is take a vinegar bath, get some white vinegar, and pour 2 cups of vinegar in the bath. You know, warm. It doesn't have to be hot, a warm bath. I want you to sit in there, soak for 20 minutes, take the vinegar, pour a little vinegar in the cup, pour it across the top of your head, you know, hold your head back. You don't want to get the vinegar in your eyes. Okay, you will feel a difference as soon as you get out that tub and dry off. You will feel a difference. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I want you to get some sea salt. And sea salt is at the grocery store where they have iodized salt. Sea salt is like $1.29, something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, the sea salt, Chad, just a small container, if you can find, put some in there, close it up, put that in your pocket at all times. Wherever you go, once you leave out the house, I don't care where you're going and what you're doing, keep that sea salt in your pocket at all times. What the sea salt will do was keep negativity from you. Okay? It'll keep it at bay. In other words, with that sea salt on you, negativity will think twice about approaching you or saying something to you. And the vinegar bath will drain all that negative off of your spirit and just, like, it'll go all out in the tub. Sometimes I tell people take 2 or 3 baths, you know, maybe within a week's time.
Yeah.
If you feel, you know, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel refreshed after you take this bath. But still, like I said.
I have a water bottle, like, not water, but a glass of water, like 7 glasses of water around my room. And then I have, what's it called, a wooden cross in one of the water them. I mean, is that good or maybe I should change that? And then I have different type of statues and stuff. Like, I've been doing church for a while, so I know what you're talking about. So.
Oh, okay. So you're in your own place. You live by yourself, or you in your own place?
No, I'm with my mom. I live with my mom.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. That's okay. Well, just keep the salt on you at all times. The vinegar bath, I would do that at least 3 times, maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You'll see a difference, even people around you, when you take the vinegar bath. So those 2 things are important, the vinegar and the salt. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, but in May of next year is when your life will really turn around. But let's look at, I want to look at right now, November, December. There is a car. Now, let me tell you, it's a Dodge Dart. That's what I'm getting, Dodge Dart or a Dodge Swinger. It's an older car. Older car. Okay, this guy will let you buy that from him and somewhere in your neighborhood around the area that you live that he's got it for sale. But he'll let it go for like about $300, and you can give him $100. It's an A-B car, Chad, just A to B. It ain't like it's going to, you know, take you running around town, but to job or looking for a job and get back home, yes. That's what it's good for. So it's transportation right now for you. But it's somebody in your neighborhood. The guy has it's a house in the neighborhood, and the car is sitting in his driveway. It's sitting there in his driveway. So you may have seen it already, but they're showing me Dodge Dart or Dart Swinger for about $300. Also, toward the end of this month, Chad, I'm seeing a job. And again, like the other caller, I'm seeing you in white. Working like for a hostess. You know, hostess or Wonder Bread? You're working there. I see you getting on something like that. Not saying that that's a company by you, but something like that where you work in food, preparing food or selling it. Okay, there you go. I see you. You're in the store. No, you get it prepped for the store. It's like what you do is it goes out in boxes. You get it ready to go out in boxes to be shipped. So you're in the shipping aspect of it. You're not in the preparation, but the shipping part of it. But still, it's like they got you with an overcoat on, a white overcoat. But, yeah, and shipping. So I would check for jobs working with food, but more in the delivering, distribution center. There you go, Chad. Look for jobs at distribution centers, and you'll get hired. May of next year, you'll be out of all this.
Like, right now, I do barbering and stuff because I'm a barber or whatever, but I just don't have my license. Why I got let go from my other job.
Yeah, I understand that, but this job, I mean, check into that. A distribution company. Just check, because you will get hired, Chad. You'll get a job there. Do the vinegar, take a vinegar bath, carry the salt with you at all times. That job opening is coming up the end of this month, so you want to get out and put some applications in, because I see you working the last week of this month. You're on a job working, but it's like I said, distribution center. May of next year, you'll be a whole new person. Your life will do a 180-degree change. So for right now, you're just on the precipice of getting there, you know. But May of next year will be a 180-degree change in your life.
What about marketing? Because I was thinking about going into online marketing.
No.
Depressed as hell. I don't know.
Sorry, Lannis, I'm breaking in because we're spending an awful lot of time on this caller.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Chad, but we got to move on.
Okay. Thank you. Well, Chad, vinegar, salt, and check at the distribution company, okay? Whatever distribution company around there. Okay. Thank you for calling. I've got blocked numbers. I'm sorry. I'm not answering those calls of blocked numbers. So I'm going to head
on down. Lannis, I've already checked on both of these blocked numbers, and both of them are okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Nina, because you know I don't answer them. Okay,
I know.
You're on the line. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, how are you? This is Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just terrific. Fantastic.
Good. Fantastic. I'm actually calling to see if you see anything. I'm on the Love Connection thing again today. Just wondered if you see anything in my future. I've held out for a while, so it's time for me, I think, to look or be open, I guess.
See? Let's see what's coming up for you. There's a white guy. He looks like he's 10 years older than you.
Okay.
Wow, smooth operator. Spirit is telling me he's a smooth operator. He drives a Mercedes. Very much a businessman. Three-piece suit to the hilt. He's very much business. You know what, Christy? You meet him at a function. It's a holiday function. But I see it at Christmas time. I don't see it this month in November. I see it at Christmas. In fact, you're in a I see you. You're in an outfit like a who is it that works with Santa Claus? The little elves? It's like you're helping at a party. But you don't have an elf costume on. I see you've got, like, it's a skirt. You got the skirt and a little red top and a little red hat on like an elf. But you're helping out at a function. There's children there that you're passing out presents to the children. And you meet this guy. I'm trying to see if I can get a name. I'm getting Kenneth.
Okay.
I'm getting a name. But he is well-dressed, like I say. And I see him driving this big Mercedes, suited and booted, dark hair. He's got a little gray in the temples, just starting, just barely. Excuse me. Yeah, you're going to meet him next month in December. Like I said, you're going to be working some function for the holidays, assisting, and that's how you're going to meet him. There, Spirit's not showing me, like, how, you know, like you're bumping each other, whatever. So what I'm telling you, Christy, is look for a well-dressed man, brunette, little gray in his temples, and he when you see him, he looks like he's dressed for success. There is no doubt about him. And he looks
like
money.
That.
And he looks like money.
Well, I like that, too.
So.
I will keep an eye out for money.
So look for him next month. Holiday parties. Okay.
Holiday party. I'll do it. Thank you, darling.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful holiday, which I know
you
will.
Too. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. This is a block line, too. Who's this?
Is that me?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Who's it? Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome, young lady. How can I help you?
I'd like to know about work, please.
Okay. Ooh. Why do people at your job feel like you're not doing enough? You could do more.
I don't know. I'm the only one who does what I'm doing.
Well, they want you to do even more. You're not getting paid for all this.
No,
extra
I'm
work.
Not.
Okay. Yeah, they need to negotiate a salary. My God, how many hats are you wearing, Marie? I see three hats. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I see you wearing three hats. And you're pretty tired of that, too. You want to move on. They're not paying you for your worth, your value. You're so right. You are so right. You know what? HP, there's a position for you. Yeah, wow, I'm seeing it. It's like a video in front of me. Apply at HP. I know you're working this job right now, but apply at HP. I see you getting a job making 24, up to 28, up to $32 an hour. Wow, 24, 28, and 32 bucks an hour. So, yeah, applied HP. Whatever that you're doing, they have a position open. Matter of fact, when you apply 2 weeks after that, they're going to hire you in. It's going to be like the job that you're at right now. You want to be nice and give them two-week notice, but HP they're like, come on, we could use you right now. We're behind. So I don't even see you. It's like you give them a seven-day notice and you're gone. You're gone. But
so is HP the initials of the place or like
Hewlett Packard, wherever that company is around you or a branch near you, they will hire you. Hewlett Packard. I'm sorry, I kept saying HP.
No, that's okay. I was just confused. I got to look and see because I don't know.
Yeah, but do apply. Let me tell you, they'll hire you right away. You're only going to be able to give these people a 7-day notice because of your skills,
well, the way
your
I
education.
Feel right now, I don't even feel like giving them any notice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like I said,
I know
you're
that's bad,
you have
but
to
I
understand
swear
that.
They just push me and push me.
Well, you deserve better, and you deserve to make the money that you're qualified for. So I saw $24, $28, and $32 an hour. So you know what? That tells me you can negotiate your salary at HP for this job. So that's good. You're going to be making excellent money, and you'll have a peace of mind. It'll be better than where you're at right now, for sure, money-wise and you know, work-wise. So that's
all
what I'm telling you. Apply for HP wherever their branch or if the main company's near you, whatever, apply there and you will get on. You'll be working there before Christmas. I guarantee it. I guarantee
oh, wow.
it. Before Christmas, you'll be working there.
Okay, I'm
yeah,
going to get
like
on the computer and go look now.
Yes, yes, and apply for as many jobs as you can. I see you applying for 3 different positions, and that's fine, but one of those jobs, they're going to hire you right away. So, yeah, they like what you're bringing to the table. So, hey, congratulations.
Awesome.
It's time.
Thank you. You made me feel so much better.
Yep, it's time. It's time for a change. So do that. Starts with you, girlfriend, and then it just goes up and up and up.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Marie. Have a wonderful week. All righty. Okay, area code 541. Area code 541. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Anna. It's such
Hi,
a wonderful.
Hi, Anna. How are you today?
Okay. And I just want to tell you that I just love your energy and I love listening to you. I just get excited because I feel like you're spot on, but you love what you're doing.
You know? Oh, so, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm torn between two questions. I thought I was going to go one way, and then I heard you talking to somebody else about potential love life, and I go, I want to know what's coming up for me there, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so if it's possible to hit on both, because the other question is about this invention that I've come up with, and I've contacted this company that says that they want to go forward with it, but then they want me to pay all this money to do the next step. And somebody was saying, you know, you don't have to do that. They're going to milk you, and there's other ways to do it. And someone else had told me that they were a legit company. So I'm not sure. So I'm wondering what you see.
Well, what do you want me to concentrate on the invention? Or they are milking
you.
Let me tell you right quick. Yes, they are milking you. Whoever told you
okay.
that was correct. Yeah, that's not the company for you to be in. Research a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Research
mm-hmm.
a little bit more because that's what the angels are telling me. She needs to research a little bit more, but the company, no. Stop.
Okay.
As they say, stop
okay.
and assist, stop, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because they sent me a contract and that's and a bill for to go forward, and I thought, you know, I got nervous. They need to check more before I sign anything. Yeah.
Anna, wait till January. Don't do anything. Just take the month off, November and December. Do
okay.
your research. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. In January, begin, and you will have good luck.
Oh,
you will have
good.
Excellent luck in January. So November and December, just take a vacation from it. But do your research so that you have some
mm-hmm.
companies lined up. But for right now, no, it's not time. January, heck yeah, that's time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll
mm-hmm.
go forward. And more things will be to your benefit. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? That'll work in your
mm-hmm.
behalf. Okay. Now, love life, I got Brian or Brain. That was the name I got, either Brain or Brian. I was like, oh, okay. Brian is a middle-aged man. He's between 48. I'm getting, now this is, they're giving me 48 to 55. And he's in the sports. I'm so sorry. I don't even have my water in here. He's in the sports. He even used to play sports. Let's see. Big guy, too. He looks like a full. He's definitely a protector. Wow. I wouldn't mind having this guy. He's like 6'4 and maybe 287 pounds, but he's not fat. He's built. If you watch football and see, like, the fullbacks, how big those guys are, you don't want to run up against them. This is how Brian looks. He's a big guy, but he's strong. He's you standing next to him and be like, nobody's gonna mess with Anna. Yeah, he's a protector. But anyway, like I said, between 48 and 55, he's got salt and pepper hair. It's not pronounced, but it's there. And he is a businessman. He's in sports. I almost want to say he's a sports analyst. And he does something with sports contracts as well, but he's an analyst too. He works with ESPN or Sports Center. So I hope you're writing this down.
I'm getting back to where I can.
ESPN. Yeah, ESPN
he's younger
Sports
than
Center.
Me. And I have no connection with sports at all, so how would we meet?
Oh, we don't worry about that. The universe makes things happen.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she told me the other one, meet in Walmart.
Let me see.
What the heck?
Let me see. Where do you meet Brian at? It is Brian. Somebody gets schnookered. What does that mean, angels? Schnookered. I never heard of that. What are you telling me about this guy? Oh, my God. You and him are just busting out laughing. You're laughing so hard, the two of you, at somebody. Something happened to somebody, and you two, I don't know, it just tickled you two so bad that you start talking to each other. Like, wow, that was really crazy. Whatever this person did, it was a guy. I don't know, he did something. He fell on his ass or something, but you and Brian just fell out laughing. And that's how the conversation begins. Now, where you're at, I don't know, because I don't see you at a sports arena or anything like that. But wherever you are, you and him bust out laughing. It's going to be a funny episode. But you two laugh so hard that you start talking to each other like, wasn't that crazy? Wow, poor fella or something, you know, and this is how the conversation begins. But you will know, too, by his size. Mm-hmm. When you see him by his size, you'll know, like, oh, is that the guy? You know, talk to him. Mm-hmm. You in the sports? Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, hi. How are you? That's your guy.
Do you see a time frame?
Yeah, Christmas week. That's odd. It's Christmas week, so you are somewhere. You and him are somewhere at a function. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a function.
Christmas dinner?
But it's not sports related though. Yeah, it is more like a dinner, a social gathering. There you go.
Uh-huh.
It's a social
more
gathering.
Like
and there is food there. There is food there at the social gathering. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know our community puts a big, big Christmas dinner and everybody goes.
Okay, they just showed me. This isn't funny, but it's going to be funny to you too. What happens at this gathering, now the angels have showed me, somebody's going to choke on some food. They help They help the person do the Heimlich maneuver, but when they spit it out, it goes into somebody's plate. And you two fall out laughing. And it's like the person's like, oh, my God. Yeah, but you two fall out laughing. So the person is fine. They start choking, and I see them doing the high make, and it goes in somebody's plate, and you two just fall out. It just cracks you two the hell up. So now I know what it is. Okay. So, yeah. But it's Christmas week. Christmas week is when you'll meet him at a social function. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. Good guy. He's taking a really good vibe. He's just a sports fanatic, and that's okay. Because like I said, he's either analyst and he does something else. But I see ESPN or Sports Center, so the guy may be on TV. Okay, he might be on TV or radio, because ESPN is on both television and radio. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you see if the tables that we're sitting at, are they long tables or are they round tables? Can you see that?
They're long, square.
Okay.
Horizontal. Horizontal tables.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not the big community dinner. It's something else then. Okay. That's very cool. Yeah. And will we have a lot? Right. Do you see if we have a lot in common? Is he a spiritually oriented being or just
he's
a real
sports.
Funny guy?
He's sports.
That's question number four. Oh, okay.
Gotta go. Sorry, Marie, gotta go. Oh, I'm getting down to the end. Anna, thank you so much. Have fun with Brian. Be good now.
All right.
Or at least be
good
at it.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Let me see. Can I get one more in right quick? This is Linus. I want to get one more call in. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Another Anna. Okay. How can I help you?
Anna's evening. Yeah, I was wondering if you see me getting a raise in the work that I'm doing right now. I have this. I want to ask for more money later.
You're gonna get a bonus in December. And you may get $1.25. Or maybe $2 raise, but they are going to give you a bonus. You're going to receive a bonus check in December. So raise, not very much. They give you a raise. It's going to be minimum. But I see you getting a bonus check in December for Christmas, before Christmas.
And what about the job interview tomorrow? Do you see that going anywhere?
Well, what I can tell you is go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, click on intuitive reading, and I'll be more than glad to take it further and go deeper into it for you.
I'm sure.
Because I only do one question per caller. I'm sorry. I've already got fussed at, so. And I want to let everybody know, thank you so much, Anna, for calling. I want to let everybody know that if you need further readings, or if you weren't able to get on today on the show or either in the chat room, go to theessenceofsuccess.com. Go ahead. Theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on intuitive readings at the top of the page, and you've got me. I do readings Monday through Friday, everybody, from 11 in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. So there you go. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
I just wanted to tell everybody to have a great week. It was a great show, Linus. You gave a lot of insight to everyone. Everybody in the chat room, I thank you very much. And, yeah, have a great week, everyone.
Yes, yes, please do. And show the love, give a hug, give a kiss. We're going into the holidays, so let's always remember to keep a good, positive attitude and think about each other. I mean, show the love. What more can you say? When you show the love, that's a beautiful thing. So, okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Miss Nina, for being
you,
on
Anna.
The show, as always. Love you dearly. And thank you, everybody,
you
for listening, audience, chat room. See you next Sunday at 3 p.m. for a psychic reading with Lena. Everybody have a good week. Stay positive.